Senate Bill 2, an act to prohibit employers from obtaining, seeking, or using genetic information.
Senate Bill 2 has had its second reading and is up for final consideration. Are there any remarks? Senator Madden.
Thank you, Madam President, members of the Senate. We have before us Senate Bill 2, an act to prohibit employers from obtaining, seeking, or using genetic information. This bill would make it an unlawful employment practice for an employer to seek, obtain, or use genetic information of an employee to distinguish or discriminate against employers or prospective employers, or restrict any right or benefit otherwise due or available to an employee or a prospective employee. This bill came out of the Interim Judiciary Committee, and it also came out of the Senate Judiciary Committee 6-1. Why do we need this legislation that prohibits employers from obtaining, seeking, or using your genetic information? Genetic information can predict risk for diseases that pose considerable expense for insurers and employers. Concern exists that insurers will refuse to underwrite or terminate coverage for individuals with certain genetic conditions, and employers will use genetic information to hire, promote, or fire employees. The Health Insurance Portability and Accountability Act of 1996, also referred to as HIPAA, became the first federal law to directly address genetic information. The law prohibits health insurance discrimination based on any health status related factor, including genetic information, for group health plans, usually those with more than 50 individuals. Now, with South Dakota being a rural state, many of our employers employ fewer than 50 people. States have acted to fill the gaps left by HIPAA. In New Jersey, in 1996, enacted the first comprehensive workplace anti-discrimination law based on genetic information, with Michigan joining the group this year. Employment discrimination based on genetic information is unlawful in 21 states. Remember that 21 states currently prohibit genetic testing and discrimination by employers. Genetic information is really mind-boggling, and there's a lot of positive things to genetic testing. Scientists have identified more than 8,000 human genes, including those linked to breast and colon cancers and Alzheimer's disease. Figuring out how the genes work promises to lead to preventions and treatments. Each human cell contains DNA organized into 23 pairs of chromosomes. Every chromosome has hundreds to thousands of codes for building proteins. And with these different codes, you can tell if you are a candidate to have prostate cancer, Alzheimer's disease, colon cancer, Huntington's disease, Parkinson's disease, breast cancer, mental retardation, kidney disease, epilepsy, TB, cystic fibrosis, diabetes, and on. So that's very helpful information for you to know personally. However, and also newer tests are available that can help people from cancer-prone families determine whether they're inherited the mutation. Here's a quote. My mother died of colon cancer at age 47, says Dr. Bert Vogelstein, an oncologist at Johns Hopkins. If we'd known she was genetically at risk, we could have screened for the disease and caught it early. Early detection is just the beginning of the genes' beginning. Genes help determine not only whether we get sick, but also how we respond to various treatments. So that's the good side of genetic testing. However, there is a seriously scary, risky side of genetic testing. From the inception of the Genome Project, scientists warned that genetic knowledge would be used against people in insurance and employment. Sorting out whether this is happening is like judging whether HMOs provide quality care. Systematic surveys turn up few problems, but horror stories do abound. One man underwent a genetic test and learned that he carried a marker for the blood disorder hemochromatosis. Although he was being successfully treated, his insurer dropped him on the ground that he might stop treatment and develop the disease. Another had a job offer withdrawn for lying during a pre-employment physical. He was healthy, but carried a gene for kidney disease. And last December, Terry Sargent, 43, was fired from her job as an office manager after she tested positive for the genetic disease that killed her brother. She began receiving preventative treatments. When her self-insured employer got the first bill, she was fired. And there's stories that go on and on and on. A Dr. Craig Venter, he's president of the Celera Genomics Institute, says that it may take the next 100 years to completely understand all the data his company is generating just this year. Ladies and gentlemen, this is just the tip of the iceberg on genetic testing. So please remember, an employer requesting like a drug test or a urine specimen for, say, to check if you've been taking drugs, or perhaps an employer checking on your background for any criminal activities, or checking to make sure you're not on the convicted sex registry, is one thing. But remember, checking your DNA isn't fair because your DNA is not your fault. So please support prohibiting employers from obtaining, seeking, or using genetic information to discriminate against an employee for employment or insurance purposes. Thank you.
Further remarks?
Madam President?
Senator Reedy.
Question of the sponsor?
State your question.
Senator Madden, are you for or against this bill?
I am so for this bill. Thank you.
Thank you.
Further remarks? Further remarks?
Madam President?
Senator Hange.
I have an amendment at the desk.
Motion.
Senator Hange moves that Senate Bill 2 be amended as follows.
It has been distributed, and I would waive the reading.
Does any member object to the waiving of the reading? Is there a second? Remarks on the motion to amend.
Thank you. Madam President, if I could talk just a little about the bill and the amendment. It's first of all, the amendment is 2OA, and didn't get my name on every one of them, but it's a fairly short amendment, but it does address something that we noticed about the bill. There was discussion in committee about this issue also. Basically, it says that if the employer is a law enforcement agency, it's not an unlawful employment practice for the employer to seek to obtain or to use genetic information if the employer is a law enforcement agency conducting a criminal investigation. You could have a situation where a sheriff, for example, has county employees that they would need to investigate as part of actual just a crime, not so much an employment issue, just a crime, and we were afraid that the bill would have precluded them from being able to do that. We actually talked about some other exemptions, and we had an amendment on it in committee for a time. And those other exemptions that we talked about are no longer anything that I offer as an amendment, but we really think it's important that we address this issue with law enforcement. The protection of genetic information is very important, but we wouldn't want to preclude its use for good practices in law enforcement. And I would urge your support of the amendment and of the bill.
Further remarks on the motion to amend, Senator Madden.
Thank you, Madam President. I consider this a friendly amendment, so please support the amendment and the bill. Thank you.
Thank you. Further remarks on the motion to amend. Hearing none, those in favor of the motion to amend say aye. Opposed, nay?
No.
Motion carries. Further remarks on Senate Bill 2 as amended. Further remarks. Hearing none, the question before the Senate is final consideration of Senate Bill 2 as amended. As your name is called, those in favor say aye, those opposed nay. The Secretary will call the roll.
Senator Albers?
Aye.
Apa?
Aye.
Bogue?
Aye.
Rose?
Aye.
Brown?
Aye.
Dugard?
Aye.
DeHuig?
Aye.
Dennard?
Aye.
Dietrich Larry?
Aye.
Dietrich Elmer?
Aye.
Drake?
Aye.
Duxbury?
Aye.
Everest?
Aye.
Greenfield?
Aye.
Hagen?
Aye.
Hangey?
Aye.
Ham?
Aye.
Huttmacher?
Aye.
Cleven?
Aye.
Ketzel?
Aye.
Koskin?
Aye.
Madden?
Aye.
McCracken?
Aye.
McIntyre?
Aye.
Moore?
Aye.
Munson?
Aye.
Olson?
Aye.
Putnam?
Aye.
Reedy?
Aye.
Staggers?
Aye.
Sutton?
Aye.
Simmons?
Aye.
Vitter?
Aye.
Valesky? Whiting.
Aye.
Senator Bogue?
Aye.
Senator Valesky? Senator Valesky. Madam President, ayes 33, nays 1, excused 1.
Senate Bill 2 has received a majority vote of the members-elect and is declared passed as amended. Questions on the title? Hearing none, the title is deemed correct. For your information, the doctor of the day, Dr. Vidaloff from Aberdeen, was called back to Aberdeen for an emergency, will not be available.